You knew this one was coming. You knew it was coming, and here it comes. Alabama's the national champions, both BCS and AP, unanimous. Well, not unanimous, but it's basically they won both polls that really matter. The only problem is Alabama didn't win their conference. They lost to LSU in the regular season. They both play in the same division, the SEC West. LSU won the SEC. Alabama did not. Therefore, in my opinion, Alabama shouldn't have been in the national championship game. But since there's such a love for the SEC, and so many people love that LSU-Alabama snore fest back in November, yes, I called it a snore fest. It was boring. It was a defensive struggle that, quite honestly, was not exactly that exciting. We get a game, outright, but ugly. So ugly, in fact, that it made Vince McMahon smile because so many people were turning off the TV to watch the end of Raw. So here's my thing that grinds my gears. Oklahoma State deserved a shot at the national championship. They went, I think it was 12-1 or 11-1. They went 12-1. They won their bowl game. They had an exciting game against Stanford. I think they could have beaten Alabama. I think they could have slowed Alabama's running attack enough to keep them in the game. Their offense was good enough to possibly put some points on the board. You know, the SEC is the best conference bar none in college football. That being said, you only get one team in to the BCS title game. That's it. You should only get one. And if LSU beats Oklahoma State big time, that's fine. If Alabama had done the same thing, that would have been fine. The problem is that a lot of people are just looking at the Iowa State game where Oklahoma State lost, and they go, oh, well, they lost to Iowa State. They forget that that game took place on the very day that the head basketball coach for the women's team and his assistant died in a plane crash. Almost 10 years to the day when the same thing happened in the men's program, in a sense.
Oh, excuse me.
It hurts. It hurt that team. They were not fully in the game. They tried their damnedest. Iowa State played their A game that night. It was a hell of a game. And Oklahoma State probably deserved to be the national champions because they probably won that game. If you look at the replay, they looked like that field goal was good. But Iowa State won that game, and thus Oklahoma State is not the national champions, even though they probably deserved at least a shot at it because they won their conference, Alabama did not. So there is going to be more talk about a playoff. It is time to have a playoff. A meaningful playoff to where there is no doubt as to who the best team is. It's better to have more teams in it that deserve to be in it than to have this constant debate. Who's really the national champion? You know, is it really Alabama or does Oklahoma State deserve consideration? It should be settled out on the field. Like they do in March Madness, not 64 teams or anything like that. 16 teams at most, maybe 24 if you work it right to where there's enough time for the players to get a little bit more rest. But you got to have it be meaningful. And right now, college football is not really that meaningful right now. I've almost had it with college football. I used to love college football. And now, it doesn't really... The bowl season just sucks. I'm sorry, it does. And this game sucked tonight because, yeah, I picked Alabama to win, but I was hoping that Oklahoma State would get a split national championship because that's what they deserved.